Iron Skillet Podcast, Side Dish Sunday?
Yeah, let's call it
maybe
that.
Sunday, Saturday?
So,
Sundish.
I think it's cool when an artist crosses over into a new field. And what I'm getting at is I want to discuss rappers turned actors. Good, bad, you know, thoughts.
We could go for a minute.
Who's your top, like, when I say that, who's the first one that comes to mind?
The first one that came to my mind was Ice Cube, because he just killed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would elaborate on 50. Like, I think he really did it in a way that was, like, pretty bossed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
50 Cent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just producing and like creating the whole Power series. Like, I love Power.
See, and he took it one step farther than just being an actor. He got into production.
Yes.
And, you know, the whole nine.
And I'm not going to go into very great detail, but Power of the Dollar's first album, like, ever, like, and his book, he had From Pieces to Weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's based off his life story. That book is like the premises of Power.
The
same characters, Ghost, everything.
Wow.
So if you read From Pieces to Weight, which I read back in high school, and when Power came out, I was like, oh, snap, it's getting real. Like, yeah, which, so I think that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's dope.
50. Who's your first one that comes to mind?
First one that came to my mind was LL Cool J.
Oh, I didn't even write him
down. That's a good one.
Man.
But I do have, like, some of my favorite actors are, like, I think they're, like, great actors were artists. Cudi. Cudi's a phenomenal actor.
Oh, yeah.
Actor.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, yeah.
For sure.
Joey Badass is a phenomenal actor.
He just had a new... Have you seen the new series? I haven't seen it yet.
Is it Atlanta?
No. He's in a new series. I think it's on Hulu. I haven't seen it yet, but the trailer looks sick.
He's a phenomenal actor. He was in Mr. Robot. Killed it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Such, it was good. I mean,
Ice-T, I mean, he went to Law & Order. He created a career for himself.
Mm-hmm. Bro, Lil Dicky.
Yes, dude. Lil Dicky.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
right,
one.
Yeah.
And that's cool because he literally just played himself.
Played himself, yeah. Dude. So I'm sure it's easier to do that, but he still does a fucking phenomenal job at it.
That show
it's
is
not
great.
Easy just getting on camera and being yourself. It's not easy just getting on camera and doing anything.
And literally, like, the writing in that, like, he wrote it, right?
Him and his friend, yeah, wrote it.
And, like, some of the scenes in that, like, that one song, the scene where he's, like, getting ready to go to that wedding, and he's taking, like, that song, he's, like, singing to his girlfriend, like, some of it, like, the writing, the way that you have to think about it to write it, to make the dialogue... And also have a song.
Right.
And then bring it full circle at the end of the story and have it still be relevant, but it's two different.
It's genius.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy. I was just thinking about, like, a couple years back, me and my, probably like 10 years ago now, but we did a top 10 rapper list. And now that I look back on it, 4 of my top 10 rappers had acting careers.
Yeah.
Number 1 was Tupac.
Yeah.
Pac, you know, Juice and I can't think of the other ones off. Bullet, a couple others he did. So Pac, I got Eminem in there in the top 10.
Yeah.
And, you know, 8 Mile and what was the other movie he did? He did something else. Oh, he was in Car Wash.
Oh, yeah.
with Dre and Snoop. They're not in my top 10, but you got Snoop and Dre, who both went on to have acting gigs.
Yeah.
Method Man is in my top 10.
Yeah.
And, you know, Method Man was on the new, was it Power 2 or?
Yes.
Or wait, well, no, it's not called
it's,
Power.
It's like, it's
Force.
It's the son's story, but yeah, he's a lawyer and he kills it.
So Method Man, and I'm, of course, How High.
Yeah.
Who can forget that? Red
Man. He was in Belly too, wasn't
Luke Cage.
He? Like back in the 90s.
Method Man was in Belly. Oh my God.
That's a classic.
All right, I take that back. I had six of my top 10 rappers went on to become actors. DMX.
I was going
to
say Romeo Must Die, right?
Yeah. Cradle to the Grave.
Cradle to the Grave.
Exit Wounds.
Yes. Oh, man.
DMX. Oh, and Nas.
Yeah.
Nas was in Belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forgot about Belly. That's honestly one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a classic.
And then another rapper that's in my top 10, I think I had him at 9 or 10, Will Smith.
Yeah. You got to give him some,
I mean, I think he's a phenomenal rapper, but I mean, his acting career is just,
I mean, he started, acted first, though?
No.
Oh, you he rapped first?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, Summertime.
Oh.
I mean, that was just one of the popular ones.
That came out before 80s? Fresh Prince?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well then, yeah, I give him props. Because I thought, some reason, I thought that was like
was
a
it
after.
Nightmare on Elm Street, or Nightmare on My Street, or...
Okay.
Oh,
well
my
then,
God.
Damn, yeah, he's probably... He's got
been
to be
rapping
the...
since the 80s.
Yeah.
And who's
yeah.
another good one? Another good actor that's a, that was a, is a rapper?
Hmm.
Which I'm surprised Shator hasn't said this yet.
Hmm.
MGK.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did he? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been in a lot.
Yeah, he has. You're right.
And yeah, he's got another. He's got one coming. I think it's out now. It's like The Last Son or something. I really want to watch that because he's like full blown, like main character,
like,
crazy
dude.
Plot.
Him in Dirt.
Yeah.
Killed.
Dude, he
dude.
Murdered that.
As Tommy. He played Tommy Lee in Dirt.
Oh, yeah. Learned, he did good in that. Yes.
Learned
yeah.
how
amazing.
To play drums.
He was in a horror movie too. And.
He was in Nerve.
Nerve, yeah.
No, Nerve, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
He was in a horror movie.
He was in Bird Box.
Bird Box, that's what I was thinking of. Not really horror. Suspense.
He was just in this movie called with Kevin Bacon. I think it's called like One Way or something, where he's like the whole, almost the whole movie's like on a bus. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
And then he was just in that other movie, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what was the one with Pete at...
Oh, Big Time Adolescence.
Big Time Adolescence.
Yeah.
He was in that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
He's got a lot of acting gigs.
Yeah, he has.
Well, you also know my favorite rapper, Freddie Gibbs, is an actor now. He's got
really?
Down with the King he's starring in, and he said he's signed up for 5 more films.
Damn.
But I mean, if you followed along with Freddie and like seen his skits and...
He
and,
was in Power too, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was. He had the cross eye or
he did
the
a good job.
Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like that man can act.
Yeah, he did a good job.
There's one big name, huge actor that we still haven't named.
Really? We're just overlooking.
Marky Mark.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he a rap?
I mean...
Was it rap? It was rap, wasn't it?
I'm just saying, I think... I'm drop it in the comments and check us if we're wrong, but I'm pretty sure Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch came out way before...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it definitely did. Definitely. I just didn't know... Yeah, for sure.
I mean, do you consider him an... Like a rapper?
I don't know.
That's
a question
up to
mark.
Everybody's own opinions to decide. But he definitely came out on the music scene
now
before
he's,
acting, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe.
Right.
And now he's just murking it.
Mm-hmm.
Love Marky Mark.
Yes.
Only for, not only, but for definitely bringing us Entourage.
Entourage, 100%. Favorite show of all time.
Oh, here's one. He's kind of a rapper. It's more reggae rap. Kimani Marley.
Oh.
Have you guys seen Shottas?
Yes.
Incredible.
Yeah. I have your DVD of that.
Do you really?
Yeah. You gave it to me when I broke my leg.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I was the only one that went and seen Trav when he broke his leg.
He's the only one that he let in.
Yeah, I wouldn't let anybody else in.
Oh,
he didn't let me in. I tried.
Yeah, I was like, nah. I
forgot about that.
Disrespect.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. I know we're forgetting about some other people.
I'm sure we are.
Rap wise.
Oh, I got a couple right here. Common.
Common, yeah. Mos Def.
Incredible.
Common and Mos Def.
Mos Def and Common. Incredible actors.
You right.
Common, man, he's done so much. Was it like
Eve?
Ace of Spades. Oh, Eve. That's a good one.
I was like, let me think of some females.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking Barbershop when you said Eve.
She's got a new show, Equalizer.
It's actually a good show.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like if there's any other females that are. I guess Nikki has acted. They're smaller roles.
Oh,
they're smaller roles, but she was in movies.
Aaliyah.
I'm just saying.
Aaliyah.
Oh yeah.
She was in Romeo Must Die, right?
Yeah.
Oh man.
And Queen of the Damned, but
she
died
Damned.
Before it finished, and that was like I think if she would have continued on,
that could have been a legacy.
That would have pushed.
Like,
yeah, that would have pushed her.
There's another big one that we haven't mentioned. Ludacris.
Oh yeah, you're right.
The Fast and Furious series, mm-hmm. You know,
he's at that point in his age. He's starting to do those stupid movies. Like, Are We There Yet? Like Ice Cube went to and stuff. You know,
I mean,
money grab.
Ain't nothing wrong with taking the check,
right?
Yeah,
everybody's got bills.
Yeah,
and at that level, he's got a lot of money. He's got to pay him bills.
I feel it.
Any others y'all could think of?
That's why I'm like racking my brain because I don't want to stop too soon and leave people on the table because I know people are going to come in the comments and be like, you didn't say da da da. And I'm like,
God. Well, let's just say it right now. If you guys think of a rapper that a rapper turned actor or, you know, got into the acting business that we did not mention, drop it in the comments and fry us. Let us know that we missed somebody.
You right.
But I wanna switch it since there ain't no sense in just shooting a whole nother podcast about this or side dish.
Okay.
What about actors who dropped a rap verse?
Okay. This one's going to be, I got to rack my brain for a second on this one because I'm trying to think.
Vin Diesel.
Actually, you know who loves.
He doesn't rap. He's like music. He's like a, I don't even, it's like electronic type shit.
But Tyler loves that song. He's obsessed with the Vin Diesel song.
Ooh, I got one. What about Shaq?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, obviously he was in basketball, but he ended up.
He was in Kazam.
Dropping a rap album.
Yeah.
He was in Kazam.
And then he's done a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now he's DJing. Did you see Justice open for Shaq out in Baltimore?
What? No.
Yeah, Justice Atwater.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Mm.
Unreal.
Back to, what was that called? Bass something?
I can't remember what it was, but that's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, I know an artist we forgot.
Who?
I bet that became an actor. Rihanna. Riri.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Battleship.
Battleship. Yeah. Ocean's 8. Or Ocean's... Is it 8?
Yeah. Then, really? Yeah. The newer one, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Ocean's 8.
I'm trying to think about actors that just came out with a rap versus...
Oh.
Well...
I got one.
Okay.
I got one. Anthony Mackie.
I don't even know.
He had a rap verse?
He was a rapper in 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah, he was. You're right. You're
technically
right.
Not a real rapper, but, right. You know, he battle rapped Eminem. I think...
Clarence?
Yeah, he was Clarence.
He was Clarence?
Was he Clarence?
Yeah, right?
Mm. I don't know if Clarence or the one before.
I think maybe it was one before.
But still, it was a joke.
All right. Yeah. All right. You said John Cena.
Okay, so actors that dropped... Rap. Well, John Cena, I mean, you could professional wrestling, acting.
Oh,
you
he's
know,
a
it's,
full
it's
blown
a physical actor.
Actor,
but yeah, yeah now he's an actor.
He's like full
but
blown.
But he did drop an album while he was wrestling. I believe it charted as well.
That's
and
crazy.
I'm just gonna take it one thing farther. I think it went platinum.
What? Mm-hmm.
We'll have to check that. But that was, you know, times have changed nowadays with streaming and sales. So
for sure.
Back then it was a little bit easier to go platinum.
For sure.
Or you could argue that it's easier to go platinum nowadays. I don't know. It's, you know.
I got one.
Okay.
Go ahead. Chanel West Coast.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Another actor that dropped a rap verse. Idris Elba.
On what?
It's, I don't know what the song's called, but the hook goes like, zoom, zoom, zoom. Zoom, 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 zoom.
And he's the one that does
it? Went, the beat is, it's like one of them drill, like UK drill beats.
Okay.
And then he hops on with, you know, that UK twang he's got.
Yeah.
He went off. I mean, it's the best part of the song. I'm glad they put him first.
Okay.
It's actually a good song. I'm not knocking.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Oh, I got
literally,
one.
That's exactly how it goes. The same tempo.
I got one.
We'll play it when we get
Donald Glover. My man was a comedian before anything.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, no.
That's a good one.
That is.
And then he got into rapping. And
now he's an actor.
He probably always rapping, but.
Murdered everything, too.
That's a good one.
10 out of 10.
Another actor that dropped a rap verse, The Rock.
What did he drop a rap verse
on? He's
on
Tech N9ne's album.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, what? I did not know that.
Is he's it, on Tech N9ne's new album. I don't know if it's the new
his
one.
His new one? Is this recent?
Last year's album.
And The Rock
could have
is
been
on
this
it.
Year's. I don't know.
Is he rapping?
Yeah. Dropped a whole 16.
What's it like?
Might have been a 12.
What's it like?
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
It was good.
Okay.
You know, he dropped some of his, you know, memorable shit in there. And
I have to say one person that I can't tell which one. There's two artists. They're not necessarily rappers. Now we're kind of bleeding a little bit. They're R&B. But like, I don't know what they started first, singing or acting, but Jamie Foxx and Tyrese.
True. Oh, that's both good.
They
ones.
Just go both ways.
Yep.
I don't
yep.
know which one they started first, but they both like they be on both sides.
Dave Chappelle. Dylan spit hot fire.
Now we're reaching. Now Sorry. We're reaching.
We're reaching.
I got a couple more.
All right. Checking.
What about yep. actors that you wish would, or no, I mean rappers that you wish would become, would do some acting jobs? Like, do you see any, do you know any, like, of your favorite, I mean, of course, you're like, you want Freddie to see I mean, more Freddy, but like
I know people like that did like
or you think would be a phenomenal actor.
Okay.
I got one that I think would kill it. Acting and directing. Yeah. Joyner Lucas.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like that man you're could right. produce a hell of a film.
You're yeah. right. He would probably do great. Mm. He would probably do great. I can think of somebody. I will say I was very happily pleased with Dominic Fike's performance in Euphoria.
Oh, yeah. Murdered.
Like, he's both sides. Like,
I
music.
He's like a fucking genius.
Yeah, like, dude. Yeah. So I feel like even if he decided to get into writing and directing,
right?
I think he could make something.
I wish Mac would have done some acting.
Yes. Mm. I think he would have done great.
Yeah.
Especially maybe later in his life, like yeah. older, as in like an older guy, like 30s or something. Like, right. I feel like he would have.
Actor turned rapper? Drake.
You're right.
I missed that one.
Yep. You're right. Virtue. That's a big one.
And then this would be actor turned rapper. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Boats and Hoes.
I don't know if that counts.
Hey, that song's on Spotify. It counts. Boats and Hoes is on Spotify. It counts.
Okay. Is it really?
Yep.
What?
I'm trying to think of another
Did
person.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Oh my God. That's a good one. I was trying to think of one to follow up Joyner Lucas because that was a good
right?
serve
yeah.
for an artist that could write and produce. But I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
So. Tyler
would be a good one. You're good at this.
Well, they had the that show on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, he did.
They were
like a sketch comedy.
They had two shows.
But still,
yeah.
acting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think Taco like wrote most of that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's the end of my list.
Yep.
That's all I got.
You guys brought up a lot that I didn't even think of when I initially thought of this idea.
This is a good topic.
You know?
10 out of 10.
Wait for the next one.
Yeah, the next one's going to be crazy because we already heard what it is.
So I know we missed a lot. So drop it in the comments.
Oh,
wait, we
got one. Two
got
more.
One?
Two more,
okay,
actually.
Okay. Trav's got two more.
Bullwhip, Store Lane.
Choices.
Let's Choices. And they're going to be starring in a new short film. Look for that at Sundance.
Yeah. We making waves,
wow,
boy.
It's not going to be a Sundance.
Wrote that
we'll
down.
Make our own Sundance. We're out the Alamo.
You know, it's funny you say that. I initially wanted to rent out the Alamo to premiere Choices.
I remember.
But what did they hit us with?
$2,200.
They wanted $2,200.
When they only charge $100 for like a birthday party. Are you kidding me?
We should have just told them we want to throw a birthday party and
play
put
our own
a
shit.
Movie.
I'll bring a projector in there.
Yeah, there we go. We're going to scheme the system for this next one.
And then COVID happened. We were like, yeah, I bet you they mad they hit
Didn't
us with
take that
high
money.
Number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
We'll re-inquire.
So,
yeah.
If you haven't seen Choices, it's on YouTube.
Bullwhipcrazy.com. Go check that out.
I got kidnapped.
Spoiler alert. We got her out, though. So, yeah, drop it in the comments. If we miss some, let us know. Tune in for the next side dish.
Peace.